Welcome to the Coventry and Warwickshire Green Business Programme podcast. Subscribe now for more episodes. Welcome to the Green Business Podcast. I'm Jonathan Howell, Energy Advisor at Coventry City Council, and as usual, I'll be your host for today's episode, which today will focus on what is called green skills. Now, we'll expand more on what green skills are later in the discussion, but as a quick guide for context, green skills are defined by the UN as the knowledge, abilities, values, and attitudes needed to live in, develop and support a sustainable and resource-efficient society. So the podcast today will therefore discuss what work is happening on green skills at a local level in Coventry. So joining me today is Glenn Smales from Coventry City Council. Good morning, Glenn. Could you please just introduce yourself and give a bit of background to your role, please?
Morning, Jonathan. So I'm Glenn Smales and I'm the skills lead for Coventry City Council. So my role broadly is looking at what skills businesses need in the city and then matching those to the provision that we have and making sure the residents can get the right skills to meet the business needs, both in terms of recruitment, but also in terms of growth and progression within work. And green skills forms a key part of that, which I think we're going to talk about more as we go on.
Okay, just to kick off then, could you give our audience then a background to what green skills are and why they're so important, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So green skills are much broader than people think, and we were really keen to reflect this in our approach in Coventry. So the government have their net zero targets, and green jobs within that can be defined as any employment that contributes in any way to the UK's goal to become net zero by 2050. And there's been lots of insights and reports on this. So Kite Insights did a report in 2022 where they focused on the fact that really every job is becoming a climate change related job, and that's going to be increasingly the case moving forward. So whilst we can talk about green skills in the traditional sense and things like solar panels, EV, wind power, nuclear power, that kind of thing, we also need to think about how green skills touch on the financial sector, on hospitality, on retail, and engineering, and how we manufacture things. So it's really right across the board, and we're looking at it in terms of the broadest possible sense.
Good stuff. Thank you. So I see that obviously you're involved in this from the off, and I see that Coventry has what I've seen is called the Green Skills Roadmap, which is basically our way of improving this this area of employment. Could you please then just detail us the structure and the objectives of the Green Skills Roadmap, please, moving forward?
Yeah, so we developed the Green Skills Roadmap in partnership widely across Coventry. We worked very closely with both universities, Warwick and Coventry, particularly with a lead professor, Dr. Ben Silverstone from WMG, but a number of other professors and academics contributed to this crucial piece of work, which we published in January last year. And what we've aimed to do in our Green Skills Roadmap is consider the key actions that we can collectively take, and I say collectively, so that's council working with business partners, with education, skills partners, all the way through the system, to make sure that we are, as best as we can, preparing residents, both adults and young people coming through the system, to benefit from green jobs growth and be set up and ready for that. So we've covered different things within the roadmap, but really we've looked at it across all educational stages. So going through each element of education all the way up to adulthood, and then looking crucially at the green skills that businesses need and how businesses and their employees can make those transitions and be supported to do so.
Okay, so I imagine then, just so I can get this straight in my mind, and also for our audience, in its simplest terms, it's a twofold sort of approach. Firstly, you're working with in the educational sector to improve the learned skills effectively, and then secondly, you're working with our supply chain and businesses to sort of get those jobs out there into the wider market. Is that quite simplistic? But is that the right sort of explanation of the general approach?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. So we obviously want to make sure from a school's point of view, young people are doing the right stuff for the jobs of the future and being given the right information careers-wise for the jobs of the future. And then from a business point of view, they are being supported to make those transitions. So we're talking about adults that are already in employment and what they need to do.
Right, good stuff. Thank you. So just out of interest then, really, is Coventry unique in this, in having a Green Skills Roadmap, or is this sort of in place at other local authorities around the country?
We believe we're quite unique in this. When we were researching, putting the roadmap together, we couldn't find many examples of other local authorities working in this way. And I think we're quite unique in that as a local authority, we've taken the climate challenge really seriously. We're really seriously considering how we protect and help our businesses to continue to thrive. So I think we're quite unique in doing this piece of work.
And I suppose as well, with Coventry having such a good legacy manufacturing base as well, the skills are there. They just need evolving and reinventing, basically. So the framework and the base is there already, I imagine.
Absolutely. And I think a number of our businesses are already doing some really good work in this space that we can learn from. And we have two excellent universities, some excellent local training providers that can support those other businesses to make those transitions.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you. So just moving on then to the actual roadmap itself and the program itself. Let's talk about success stories. Let's talk about areas that you've improved things on. Can you give us some examples of how successful the program's been, please, if that's possible?
Yeah, so we've been doing just over a year's of activity. So it's quite new. It's quite fresh. We've been bringing all the right partners together to make progress in areas we want to make progress in. And we've had some really good initial progress within that first year. So within schools, we focused very much on increasing the resources that they have available and the understanding, leveraging a lot of the stuff that's already out there and making sure schools have really good access to that, increasing the CPD for schools, curriculum planners and careers advisors. And then we've got some exciting new programs launching in school in September to help them train climate ambassadors and sustainability apprenticeships as well. For businesses, we've been working in a similar way. So really focusing on CPD for business advisors so that they're able to best support businesses, to connect with the right local skills providers and understand their training needs moving forward. We've formed a partnership with BITC as well, and they've got this Green Skills Lab approach, which we've been learning about and starting to promote with businesses. And that's a really good free resource for businesses to utilize so they can develop really effective green transition plans for their businesses.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks, Glenn. So just moving forward then, what future plans are in your pipeline for the next couple of years?
So we've done some really good engagement with some large businesses in the city, including E.ON as our strategic energy provider. And we've been working in a more general way in terms of a Green Skills Action Group, which, as discussed, has had some really good success stories. But what we need to do moving forward is make sure we engage a wider group of businesses. And we feel that the best way to do that is to form specific sector working groups. What we don't want to do is have businesses around the table and be having quite a broad conversation that's crossing lots of different green skills area and doesn't allow those businesses to maximise the use of their time. So we're going to launch three new sector working groups, which will report into the overarching Green Skills Action Group, which is chaired by Dr. Ben Silverstone from WMG. And those three sector groups are going to be advanced manufacturing and green skills for that. They're going to be, the second one is going to be clean energy. And lastly, we're going to have a group work focusing on financial services. So we're going to launch those sector groups shortly after this podcast. We'll be making sure we get information out through the Green Business Newsletter and other sources. And we'd really love lots of businesses to be directly involved in these groups, because by being involved, we can both help solve your own needs, but also get that intelligence and information from you about the sector, about what transitions you need to make. And then we can make sure we plan training provision for adults in the right way and link you with the right providers, but also crucially work with schools and make sure schools are doing things in the right way, so we've got the right pipeline of young people coming in that are going to meet your business needs.
Okay, good stuff, good answer. And I suppose just to add a point to that in terms of the future, in terms of what's happening, just for context on the podcast, we're recording this episode on the 27th of March, 2026. And we've all seen on the news a lot of geopolitical events happening in the Middle East, which we know will have an impact on energy price and energy demand and so on. So I suppose on a wider scale, Glenn, that impact is going to be big to the UK economy and the local economy. So that means, I imagine, that these sorts of programs are going to become more and more important in the months and years coming up. Would that be a correct sort of summary of that position, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been talking a lot about climate change and the need to respond to that, but actually there's a real financial benefit in terms of investing in green skills and investing in, you know, green technology. So making production lines and business operations more sustainable isn't just about climate change. It's about saving businesses a lot of money. And that's, as you say, in the current geopolitical context, is going to be absolutely crucial. So what we want to do with the green skills work is make sure that as businesses are making those transitions to different technologies and bringing in new equipment, that they have the right skills to operate that equipment and make those things work, and they can find the right people or train their existing workforces to be able to maximize those changes that they're making to their businesses. But yeah, I think it's a very relevant time to be working in this area.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you. So just starting to wrap up the conversation now then, Glenn. So just coming back to the context of how people get involved and how people engage. Let's just say that I'm either a school leaver looking for work, or I'm perhaps the MD of a local manufacturing company and I want to learn more about opportunities in green skills that are out there. How is best for me to get in touch, and how do I look to engage further?
Yeah, so we will make sure we've got an email link going out with the podcast to get in touch with the Job Shop, and the Job Shop can support both of those groups that you've just mentioned there. So for people looking for employment, you can email the Job Shop, or you can just come in and get in touch with us. We have got really good links with a number of employers already in the city, and all of the right support in terms of helping you think about career, employability support, and crucially getting the right skills pathway for you. So we can do that if you're someone looking for work. But if you're a business and you're looking to recruit, or you're looking to upskill your existing workforce, or you want a conversation around any of those things, please get in touch with us and we'll make sure we get you the right advisor to come in, meet with you, understand your needs, and pick that up in terms of a recruitment or a skills or both conversation.
Good stuff. Thank you. Brilliant. Well, I think that was a really interesting conversation, Glenn. So firstly, thank you for your time today. And I hope that you, our audience, you found the session of interest. Just from me, really, being a Coventry resident and a Coventry City Council employee, I'm obviously biased on this, but I think that this further demonstrates all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes to make Coventry a better place to live and a better place to work. And as Glenn's just finished off with, in terms of how to get in touch, if you'd like to get in touch with us and learn more detail about the Green Skills Roadmap, we'll put some links and an email address in the podcast description. So reach out and have a look at that. And then finally from me, regular listeners will know that I'm an energy advisor for what's called the BEES program, which stands for Business Energy Advice Service. I can help any business reduce their energy consumption and costs. So if that is of interest, get in touch. We are just waiting to hear about what funding is available for the financial year 2026-27. So again, we'll put a link to that in our podcast description too. Glenn, just back to yourself. Thank you for giving up your time this morning. I hope you enjoyed the session, and thanks for giving us the benefit of your expertise. I'm Jonathan Howe. Thanks for listening.